Today's share in Mishnah Brura is Daf Pei Gimel Omud Aleph. We begin the very last words of Pei Beis Omud Beis. We're still in Siman Nun Gimel, learning the halachos of who should be the chazan, and we're up to Seif Tez Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mish Eino Shliach Tzibur Vua. He's not a regular chazan, and now they ask him to daven. Tzorich L'sarev Ma'at Kodim Shirid L'fnei Ateva. The Gabbai comes up to him and says, can you please daven for the Amud? He should refuse initially and shouldn't go jump right up and go be the Chazan. However, V'lo Yoser Midai, but not more than is appropriate. Elapam Rishonim Misari. First time you say, no, choose somebody else. U'kishyom lo pam shnia. But then the Gabbai says, no, we really would like you. He should prepare himself, Mechen Atzmo K'mo Shirotz L'amod, as if he's about to say yes, and then, U'bepam Shlishis Yamod. Then the third time the Gabbai asks him, he should go up and be the Chazan. V'ma Omer lo, Shiyeret u'odim gadol. But if the person who's asking him is the Rav, or a great person, Eina Masarv lo Meklal. He shouldn't refuse him at all, he should go right up. Now, the last sif that we spoke about in yesterday's Shir Tezvav gave us a din that the regular Shliach Tzibur doesn't have this problem. He shouldn't wait to be asked. He's assigned Shliach Tzibur, he's the paid chazan or the regular chazan, so he should go up without being asked. Here we're talking about where they don't have a set person, so it's appropriate, it's a act of humility to refuse to go up right away. We'll see pratim of this din in a few moments. We have to make sure that we obviously do not destroy the davening in any way, delay the davening in any way in our desire not to be arrogant and jump right up there, and we will see now inside the Mishnah Berurah the first of these dinim. So in Sivkot and Memdala, the Mishnah Berurah writes, a shaliach tzibur shelo rotzel liyos ot shaliach tzibur, if somebody was the designated shaliach tzibur, but then he said, I no longer wish to be the shaliach tzibur, v'kiblu acher b'mekomo, and somebody else takes his place, ein tzarech wishus, the original chazan doesn't need to ask permission. Since he had the right, they didn't remove him from the job, so he would also not have to ask permission. However, he doesn't have to ask the congregation to go daven. However, but he does have to ask permission from the guy that they appointed in his place. This is the opinion of the Yad Eliyahu. In the Mishnah Berurah says, I've written in the Bir Halacha, Gam Shliach Tzibur Kazeh Tzorach Lito Rishus Mitchila. Once you've refused to go up and be the regular Shliach Tzibur, you've resigned from the position, then if you want to go back, you should ask permission. In Sivkot and Memhei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Ein Misarvim Legodo. The reason why if the Rav or a great person asks you to be the Shliach Tzibur, to take the position, so then you don't refuse, because it's inappropriate to refuse to a great person. However, he does bring down from Tosos in Gemara and Psachim that Bidvar Gasus Usrora, in regards to a position of importance or leadership, then Afilo Omelo Hu Adam Gadol Yisar, then you have the right to refuse, even if a great person asks you, because you wish not to take such a position upon yourself for whatever your reason. The issue footnote number 53 points out that this is if they're asking you to daven Shmona Esrei. But he brings down in the name of the Eishel Avraham Mibachach that a person should not refuse if they're asking you to daven Psukot Zimra or Slichos, but it's really only Shmona Esrei. And likewise, in regards to the reading of the Megillah, he brings down the Ramah from Simon Tov Reish Tzadi and the Mishnah Berurah over there that a person shouldn't read the Megillah for the Tzibur unless he's been asked to do so. Furthermore, he says, B'makum she'ein achroi limnos shliach tzibur. If there's nobody there that's responsible, there's no gabi in that minyan, for example, in a shul that has many, many different minyanim. So then he brings down the Eishel Avraham as well, that a person can go up to himself to become the chazan. He doesn't have to get permission from somebody. There really is nobody to ask permission for. And this is only if he knows that this is the custom of the minog, of the tzibur over there, that you have these minyan factories, I don't mean that pejoratively, where the minyanim are going one right after the other. So then whoever gets there goes up to daven, and that's acceptable. Furthermore, if you know if he knows he's the most qualified person, so the Eishel Avraham says also in that situation he should not refuse if they ask him, because if they ask him and he refuses, it looks like he's being arrogant. Furthermore, if he refuses, they're going to ask somebody that's less qualified, the Eishel Avraham says as well he shouldn't refuse in that situation. And finally, nobody wants to daven for the Amud. In that situation, the tefillah would be delayed. So he brings down from Rav Sternbuch in the Shelus Hachuvos, Chuvos HaHagos, Shiyochol Lageshes Me'atzmo. Then the person can go up if nobody else is going up there to daven. In the issue footnote number 54, he brings down, if there is a reason that he doesn't want to go up, Example, Kagon Shechoshe Shalom Yamali is Tafkid Dukaroi. He doesn't think he's able to do it. The great person asked him, but he really doesn't think he's qualified. So then the Kafir Rechaim writes, then you can even refuse a great person. Sif Yudzayin, the Mechaber writes, Im Tor Shliach Tzibur, Utsrichim Lahamid Acher Tachtov. If the Shliach Tzibur, those days they didn't always have the sitter, and for whatever the reason, the Shliach Tzibur cannot go on, he doesn't remember the davening by heart, and they need to replace him, and somebody else has to go up there. Halacha L'maisa today would be the same thing. If the Shliach Tzibur got sick, he can't go on, he's not feeling well, and somebody else has to go take his place, that's not the time to stand on ceremony and refuse. Also, Shemamidim Tachtov Lo Yisariv. Whoever the Gabbai comes up to and says, please take over, that person should not refuse at that point in time. And the Bir Halacha Lo Yisariv, the Chafetz Chaim writes, this is so that the davening shouldn't be interrupted. Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes, Omer, Eini Yorei Lefnei Teva. The guy says, I'm not going to go up to be the Chazan. Why? My clothing is colored. Or he says, oh, Mipnei Shebaragli Sandal. Or I'm not wearing a proper shoe. So then such a person, Lo Yerid Oso Tefillah Klal, that person should not go and be the Chazan at that Tefillah. We'll see why. The Mechaber writes, Mipnei Shederach Apikorsin Lahakbid Bekach. Because the Apikorsin, they had a Kepeda. The people that were heretics, they had a Kepeda not to daven in colored clothing or not to daven when they're wearing a sandal. And therefore, v'chayshinon shema apikorsis nizukobo. We have to be concerned over here that this person is an apikoris. He's a heretic, and therefore he shouldn't be davening for the Amud, being the shliach tzibur for the entire tzibur. However, the Ramah adds, v'afilu mnosin amasl dvarav lomahani. If he even gives an explanation, well, the reason I didn't want to go up in colored clothing because I didn't think it was proper cover for the tzibur not to wear white, or something like that. So the Ramah says that type of an amasl, that type of an excuse, doesn't help. Although we'll see in a moment, the Mishnah Berurah will qualify this. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Memvav. Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'afilu imhu mischarit achar kach." Even if he says, "I made a mistake. I should have gone up with my colored clothing. I'm sorry." So then, "V'omer hareni oved b'tzivuim," and I'm willing to go up to daven in colored clothing. Lo shavkin le. We don't allow him because again, we're concerned that maybe he's an apikoris. In Sifkot and Memzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, but we're only concerned for that tefillah. The kivon shalosh shamanu mimenu behedja divrei apikorsis. We didn't really hear him say apikorsis. He just said, I'm not going up in a colored shirt. And we're presuming that he's thinking because it's apikorsis. Therefore, dai lochu shayidei zeh also tefillah levad. We're only concerned for that tefillah, but not as a permanent exemption or restriction for him to be the chaz. Memches. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if he gave an amasl, if he gave an excuse, so the Ramah said, that's no good. But this, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Kagon Shomer Shediburu Ayo Lechvod Amokim Lo Shelevonim. He says it's after he was asked to go up. He said, I can't go up because I'm wearing colors. Later on, they asked him why. And he says, because I didn't think it was covered for the tzibur to wear anything that wasn't white. We call Mokom Kivon Shatzibur Bikshu Mimenu. But the tzibur asked him to. They saw he wasn't wearing white. And they asked him to go up and be Bikshu Mimenu Lispalo Lohem. He shouldn't have refused. Given the Medina Mutter, because there's technically nothing wrong with wearing a colored garment and being the Chazan. And therefore, it looks, we're concerned over here that he's an apikoris. However, the Prichodush writes, this is only Davko im achakach omer masla. If later on he says this, so that we don't let him go back and be the Chazan. However, if at the moment we asked him, listen, would you like to be the Chazan? He says, no, I'm wearing a colored shirt. Aval imiyad kishom hasheni ovei bitzavum. He says, I'm wearing a colored shirt omer tekev atam, and I don't think it's proper cover for me to go up there wearing a colored shirt. Ain't there a cover l'ashem kim bilavonim? It's only proper cover to wear white. Then yeyred, then he is allowed to be the shaliach tzibur. He's not an apikoris. Sif Yutes. The Mechaber writes, Yeish monim ger milio shliach tzibur. There are those that would not let a ger go up and be the shliach tzibur, a convert. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Memtes writes, Lefi shelo yuchal omar elokei avoseinu, because he's a convert. He can't write the God of our fathers, because his fathers, unfortunately, had a different idea of what Hashem is. Abu kishum espala beino levein atzmo, but the Mishnah Berurah does point out that a ger, when he's davening by himself, even according to this opinion that he can't be the chazan, should say elokei avos Yisrael. He can say a different Girsa, not Elokei Avoseinu, but he can say the God of the Avos of Yisrael. However, the Mechaber writes, "V'nidchu divrei." We don't pasken like these opinions that says that the ger can't be the chazan. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun writes, "Hu yochel lomar gam kein Elokei Avoseinu," because there's nothing wrong with him right saying Elokei Avoseinu, which is in fact the proper girsa that such a ger should say both in his private shmonesrei as well as if he's a chazan for the tzibur. Why? The Avram Nikra Av Hamon Goyim, because Avram Avinu was called the father of many nations. Kedirsiv ki Av Hamon Goyim nisaticha. The Gomer. So therefore, Avram Avinu is his father as well, so therefore he can write, Elokei Avoseinu. Mipnei Shalimed Lakola Olam Munas Hashem. Avram taught monotheism to the world, and therefore it's true and accurate for the Ger to even say Elokei Avoseinu. Shliach Tzibur Mamzer. Mr. Bruce says, what about if the Shliach Tzibur is unfortunately a illegitimate person? He's a Mamzer. Tolui b'machlokis. This is the machlokis. Can he be the Shliach Tzibur or not? In Mamzer kosher lichtot tefillin. If a Mamzer is allowed to write tefillin, which previously the Shari Knesset Lagdolah said he could, and the Magen Avraham in Siman Lametes said, in the name of the Darkei Moshe, shdemutur lichtot tefillin, therefore mutur liyo Shliach Tzibur. He can be the Shliach Tzibur. However, the Birkei Yosef in Yoridea writes that he can't be the Shliach Tzibur. And tefillin, however, if he wrote them, would be k'sherim b'di'evet. Now, in Dirshu footnote number 57, he brings down over here that while he can be a mamzer, can be the Shliach Tzibur during the rest of the year, during the Yom Minorayim, he brings down the Elef Amogin and the Mati Ephraim, Sha'af Shebechol Shana Yesh Makilim Zeh, we can be lenient and let a mamzer be the Shliach Tzibur the rest of the year, during the Yom Minorayim, Yesh Lahach Mil Choladeus, we shouldn't let him be, because Shegnaihu Letzibur, Shemisha also Lavo Bekal Hashem, Yesh Shliach Tzibur B'yom HaMishpat. It's improper for a person who can't even marry into the Kahal, he should be the Shliach Tzibur for the entire Kahal. And in issue 58, he points out the same reasoning would apply if he's not allowed to be the Shliach Tzibur. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, so too, a person who is no lad be'isser, in a roi shi'as sanegar, person who is born out of an illegitimate relationship, he can't be the defender of the Jewish people because it's inappropriate. And he adds, this would be applying to a halal as well. If a Kohen married a divorcee and had a child, so such a person shouldn't be the Shliach Tzibur as well. In the issue footnote number 56, he points out that a convert is allowed to be involved in Zimun, even though in the Zimun it says, Al Shen Chalto Lavuseinu. In the benching we say, the land that you gave to our father, so for the same reasoning that he can say, Elokei Avoseinu, by Avram Avinu, we can say, Al Shen Chalto Lavuseinu as well, in the benching. Nabi Chaba continues, and he writes, Afilu Yochel Yochel Ake V'lomar, Eni Rotsa Shaploni Yechazen. The Mechaber tells us the din that an individual in the community is allowed to protest and say he doesn't want so-and-so to be the chazan for the tzibur. Im lo shekvar hiskum lo b'tchila, unless he previously had agreed and they appointed the person, then he can't protest afterwards. Now, there's a lot of Mishnah Brewers on this. The Mishnah Brewer in Sifkat Nun Aleph writes, Be'ez hismanus, at the time that he was appointed, an individual is allowed to prevent him from being appointed. The reasoning is, Vatam, Sharia Tfilos, Mekom Matmidim Tiknum. The Tfilos are instead of the Korbanos. And every Yisrael, Yeshlom Chelik Batmidim. Every Jewish person has a Chelik in the Korban Tomid. And nobody can go and bring his sacrifice without his permission. And therefore, Imlo Shekvar Hiskim Olov, unless he's already agreed, this person does have the right to protest. But if he's agreed, Ein Yochid, Vagam Chatziako, Yecholim Laviro, Afilo Rosum, Litin Luskor Moshlom. If we've already appointed him, even up to 50% of the people can't retract and say, well, we'll pay him off and we'll get somebody else. Kivin Shalosa Shalokogan, since he didn't do anything wrong, once he's appointed, he stays there, unless there's a majority that wants to get rid of him. Then, Avol Rova Kol Yecholim Laviro. The majority of the shul wants to get rid of him, they can get rid of him. However, in Nosalos Chor Mushlim, they have to pay him, the Arzarua says, the entire salary that he's due. The issue 59 points out that we'll learn later on that unless he really has done something wrong, however, it's improper for the majority of the tzibur to even remove him unless he can't do the job or he's done something wrong. It brings us down to the name of the Shona Halachos. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'achshav harishus lahaviro rak biyad shiva tuva yir onivorim. Nowadays, we don't allow an individual to go and change the decision or to be impacting on the decision. We only allow the designated board, for example, the Shiva Tuva Yair, or the Nevarim, the search committee. Komakum mokum lufi atakana, every organization, every group, every tzibur, assigns and how they assign, who selects, those are the only people that have the right to make the selection. Everybody else cannot do this. The Mishnah Berurah later will say, because otherwise you'd have total hefkerus. In Sivkot Nun Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes that this din that we just mentioned is only true. V'davka shi'yei shliach tzibur achash yuchal akol laskiro b'domov. This is only true that an individual in those days would have had the right to protest would be if there's somebody else that can replace this person that he doesn't want to have as the chazan. Avol meino nimtza, if there is no such other person, oshu b'nimtza el shabal losit b'domim, there is nobody else there that will do it for the same price. There might be people that will do it for a higher price. Then the tzibur is allowed to protest and say, enbiyadeinu l'hosif, we don't have enough money to do this. But he can be adding it on his own. The tzibur is paying $100. He says, this new guy is worth $150. I'll pay the extra $50. That's acceptable. However, ba'afim yivar tanoso shezeh hasheni u'meulam in a rishon kineged tosus adam. He says the second guy is definitely worth it, and the tzibur should pay for it. Afil hochi yichol akol lomar in yicholus kol kach b'yadin losit b'damim. Even if the second person is objectively better, but the tzibur has the right to say, no, we've only budgeted $100 for this, and even though this person is better, but he'll cost us more, we don't have the obligation to go and take this other person. In Sifkot Nun Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Hu adim b'cholim inuyim yochalim chos." This is true not only for a chazan, but for any community appointments. Before they're appointed, technically any individual is allowed to protest. Afilu b'chochem arbitz Torah, tofes yeshiva. This would be true for a Rosh Yeshiva or a Rav. The only way this person is allowed to protest is not if he's protesting the appointment in general. He thus objects to this individual, but he's willing to have another person be the Rosh Yeshiva. He says, I don't want a rabbi, I don't want a Rosh Yeshiva. Then he can't protest. And here, even a minority can say, we demand that we have a Rav, we demand that we have a Rosh Yeshiva. And if they want to appoint somebody else, im osa shirov akol maskim ulov hu odef mizeh gam kein en yocholim chos. If the person that the tzibur wants is, in their opinion, better than the person that he wants, the individual can't protest. However, if the minority wants to appoint a better person, so it's possible, he brings down the name of the Knesset Gdola, that they could make the majority follow their will to appoint the better person. Finally, Kosva Achronim. This din doesn't apply anymore. He brings down the name of Achronim. Because today, Nebuch, we have too much katata, we have too much fighting. Nowadays, there's so many people that all they're interested in is in machlokes. B'li tam, for no reason, for reyach, or any possible reason. And they often do it not for the best of purposes, they do it just to cause trouble. If we had to ask every single person in the town, please, do you agree with this appointment? Whether it was for the chazan, or marbetz Torah, for a rav, Af Beis Din, or the judge in the city, any public position, we never filled any position. Nobody would ever agree. Therefore, you go with the majority of the taxpayers, and even if there are people that are not perfect amongst them, the majority rules in this situation. The Achshav HaMinog, nowadays the Mishnah Berurah says, the Minog is that you appoint a board, Shiva Tovei Ya'ir, or Achar Nevram, and a Kol Azeh, or a search committee, or something like that. Kol Mokum Mokum Fimin Hogo, he brings down the name of the Prima Godim. Every place does it the way that they wish to, and that's the din. The Akol Shlo Yabu Machlokis, and the purpose of this is so that we shouldn't have fights. They Mashkich Al Yochan, and therefore an individual can't cause trouble, we don't allow him to, and he can't fight the appointment. He gives another reason, why we don't allow an individual to protest, because he says nowadays the Shliach Tzibur isn't really going and being motzi anybody. He's just saying Kaddish or Baruch Hu, and he's saying the Piyutim, so therefore the individual is not being represented by the Shliach Tzibur. Therefore, today when everybody's a baki, everybody has their own sitter, the Shliach Tzibur is there for not really being motzi to people, so an individual cannot protest. Finally, in Sifkat Nadala, the Mishnah Berurah, we won't see this all inside, we'll just say it outside, says that if a person is appointed for a time period, so then he's not considered a permanent employee, and he's only considered the chazan, the established chazan, during the time period that he's appointed for. But once that time period is gone, so then he's like anybody else, it's like a brand new minui, and all of the laws that we've talked about would apply to that person. He could be protested by an individual in those days, etc. This will conclude today's share.